Now it's time. Time to get your mind moving, reach for your dreams, and find happiness and success in your life. Welcome to The Mindset Man. And here is your host, The Mindset Man himself, Todd Raddis.
Welcome to the broadcast today. You're here with Todd Raddis, and I have Furley Amonte with me today. Furley Amonte is a motivational speaker, a resilience and confidence expert, and she's an international best-selling author, so she's got one up on me there. It's a real pleasure to have her on. I've known Furley for close to a year now, wouldn't you say, Furley?
We met at
Ken's Impact event last year, and we met again at this last one. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do and how you're doing with it right now?
Oh my gosh. First of all, thank you so much for inviting me, because I could not be more thrilled, because you know, when you're very excited and you feel fantastic, you can't help but want to share that with the world, hoping that you can inspire somebody out there. Well, we were talking off the air, and we were talking about, you know, that there's no such thing as overnight success. People think that, you know, all of these successful people who make a lot of money, millions of dollars, just happen to be very lucky. Listen, there is no such thing as overnight success, of course, unless you just win the lottery or you just got lucky and marry somebody who's rolling in dough. Right? The whole point is that it takes hard work. It takes incredible patience and tenacity to be able to achieve what we dream of. It involves an empowered mindset, clarity of what exactly you want to achieve, and sometimes, and oftentimes actually, it's very crucial for one to be resilient and flexible to whatever life redirects you to. It's been taking me about 10 years building what I am looking to launch very soon. And it did not, I kept changing, because we keep going through life evolutions. And more often than not, I find myself having a lot of attitude adjustments, because you would find that there is something that you're interested in the moment. And I must admit also that I also have shiny object syndrome, like, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, right?
Well, aren't you what do you call it? Your appearance, the way you present yourself. Yeah. So you're an image consultant. I can't imagine why you would have an addiction to pretty shiny things.
Right. As a matter of fact, by the way, you know, talk about bling. I'm not going to be talking about bling that, you know, jewelry, but my signature program in my life coaching and image consulting is actually the bling system. Unleash your bling. And bling actually stands for boldly living in natural greatness.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a lot better than jewelry bling. I like that. Yeah.
It's timeless. It's something that you can create a legacy with, but it's the light that actually shines from deep within you. It is your unique light that I find, and I actually help you find it. It's actually there. And what I do is that I just unleash it. And I ignite your light so that you can begin to stand out and share your light with the world. And going back to what we were talking about, it does not come easy finding that light, that bling. Because in our lives, you know, as a kid, you have a dream. You want to be like one type of person, you know, when you grow up.
Right.
And then high school, your whole energy and your whole mindset changes. And then come to college, you get together with different people with different dreams, and that you begin to realize that there are other really exciting things out there other than what you just know of. And then, of course, there are career coaches that may open your eyes to other industries or other professions that you may not have even considered for yourself. And then, of course, as you move forward in life, you get married, and then your focus becomes different because now you have to raise your family. And then, of course, there's the emptiness syndrome. And then, like, you find yourself in your middle age, and then that I'm speaking for myself now, like wondering, okay, what's next? What is it that I really was born to do? And actually where I began to discover what I was born to do is a product of my many adversities in life. Because, you know, they said that for the most part, on the average, people change professions 4 times over our lifetime, or over our lifetime.
Right. Yep.
I have kept that average because I think I have changed like 8 or 10 times already. But I realize also, Todd, that I am multifaceted and I'm multi-passionate, and there's nothing wrong with that because so many of us are multi-talented. And for the most part, why I sometimes have conflict in myself is because I feel like if I give up one and just choose to develop one, I feel like I'm giving up a child. And I realized that you can actually embrace all your blessings, all your gifts, and then just be very clear on how you are going to package it in a way that people will find it easy to understand what, how you're going to help them. So in my case, it basically became under the umbrella of personal development because, you know, it's easy for me to make somebody look spectacular and amazing and sexy, but and that's through image consulting, to be, you know, to look confident, to speak with confidence, to public speaking training that I also provide. But a lot of it first needs to start with the mindset, because if your mind, your thoughts do not actually match the outside, you would see there's something like there's a disconnect, because you know what they say, be mindful of your thoughts because they become your reality. Be mindful of how you think of yourself, because how you see yourself is exactly how people see you. Now, if you notice, all of them basically requires you to think about your mindset, about how you perceive your value to be, how you feel the world is going to receive your blessing. It's very important also that you own it, and you have to be open to sharing it with the world so that you can create a big impact.
I couldn't agree with you more. I want to go back to what you first started off with just for a second, and then we'll segue back here. But you talked about patience. And in my book, part of the title is persistence. And you also talked about perseverance. But what did you call it? You called it
tenacity.
Yeah, perseverance, tenacity. Yeah. And desire and passion, which is something you've got to find within yourself. I love this. It's so awesome. Your perspective of the whole thing. And this is something that I've been talking to my listeners about is knowing what it is you want, having the desire and the passion to achieve it, and then the perseverance to get to it. And you mentioned before you came on that so many things are coming together for you right now. You kind of feel like all the tenacity that you put into everything is paying off big now. And so I just kind of wanted to touch on how you're doing.
Oh my God. It is so exciting because I feel like the stars finally align and the ducks are in a row, because at one point, like, damn, I feel like I said, like, it's almost like, is it like such an unrealistic dream that I could I have to wait for the pigs to fly, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
But, you know, so again, your mind, you have to be also very realistic. So the clarity of your dream of what you want to achieve needs to be real. And then you touch upon, you know, like, of course, the mindset, the resilience, the patience, what term did you use? Persistence.
Because persistence and perseverance,
persistence, perseverance, you know, tenacity. Because, you know, as I've said, you don't build Rome in a day, right? Like that's a cliche.
Yes, absolutely.
You don't build a house in a day. You have to build the foundation for which, you know, and from that foundation, it depends on, like, you know, reminds me of the three pigs. Is it made out of a straw? Is it going to be made out of bricks, or, you know, things like that? So you want to create something that is on solid foundation, that is founded on clarity of your dreams, and that you are deeply passionate about. And most of all, what is your intention for creating your dream? Because, you know, when you are deeply passionate about what it is that you want to do, even if it's hard, even if you fall flat on your face, however many times you fall, and you fall, you fail, you get rejected, you get back up there because you know that there's something in there waiting for you. And that's the whole point. Like they say, like, even, you know, what wakes you up in the morning, what keeps you up at night? What would you rather do even if you did not get paid for it? You know, those are things that you may want to think about, because those are the things that will keep you going even when the going gets tough. Even if it takes 5-10 years to build it, it's been taking me 10 years. And now suddenly all the people that are right for what I'm looking to do are suddenly manifesting, that I know that I was born to do this. And it excites me, even if it's hard, you know, like, it still keeps me going. And now that I'm beginning to see that it's becoming very promising, I feel like the crocus in the snow, all the time, you know, in the wintertime it's buried, and then suddenly springtime comes and you see a little sprout coming out. And that's, you know, me now. And I'm recognizing the people that surround me, including you, including Ken, Larry. You know, these are people that are, that actually are also committed to lifting other people. And it's very important that you surround yourself with people who are committed to lift other people up, because collectively we could win. And that's a very important thing. So, you know, in your mind, if you think that, you know, that you are loyal to people just because, you know, they were in your life before. No, so, you know, we go through evolution. Sometimes we have to detox from people who are not really serving our needs and our purpose in life.
It's funny, because those same people were the people holding you back, the ones that are kind of toxic. And Craig and Jenny Dumnitz, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, they're awesome. I had them on the other day, and Jenny said something that really resonated with me. I've been to one of her events and I didn't catch it then, but again, the mind doesn't always pick up the things when they're right in front of you. But she says, everybody's lives goes through seasons, and you have to accept the season of your life and still try to maintain relative balance in the rest. But the balance wheel that they talk about isn't always perfect. As a matter of fact, it's almost never perfect. You're going to be excelling here, and whenever you excel here, you're going to go down over here, and then you've got to constantly struggle for that balance. And I just find it very interesting, because almost everybody who's come on the show so far, I know we're young, has said the same thing. Their associations are extremely important. And in my Getting Started booklet on the website, the first thing is to have a goal, have a desire and a purpose. And the second thing, like most manuals tell you, the second thing is, you know, to start taking action. My second thing is to create beneficial associations that you can benefit first.
And I completely agree with you, because on my three steps as well into life transformation, that my second one is surround yourself with people who lift you up or who believe in you, because it's so hard when you're always rowing against the tide, you know? But if you're around people who see your vision, who get you, and it's not going to always be easy, because a lot of times we outgrow people. Like, you know, Jen and Craig, you know, like, we go through seasons, and sometimes they have already served the purpose that they have in our lives. It's not like that we're being ingrate. We are thankful for the lessons that we have learned from them. But sometimes, you know, if they're the ones that will prevent us from moving forward so that we can become better people, and so we can add more value to the lives of others and to humanity, it's time to, you know, to cut the umbilical cord, so to speak.
Right.
And
right.
So glad that you feel the same way.
Oh yeah, I feel the same way. I you know, I've got all new friends, but I still keep some associations from the past, but I don't let their negativity interfere with where I'm going. I mean, my goal is way up here. I want to help these last two generations kind of missed out on the personal development movement. It kind of died. And it was only the 40-somethings and above that seemed to still be involved with the movement. And I want to bring that to a new generation. So I'm trying to utilize all these technological tools that I'm not normally using. Like I'm doing an internet radio show / podcast now. I do primarily most of my advertisement through social media and online. Yeah, so I continue to use social media now as a primary way of getting my message out. But it's funny because I don't worry about making money. I just want to get this message out. I think we have an entire couple of generations here that is in this kind of, you tell me if you agree or not, they're kind of in a victimized, dependent mindset. It's like, it's either somebody else's fault or somebody needs to help me. And they've kind of lost the whole fact that nothing is going to happen in your life until you put up and do. But at the same time, you've got to have that perseverance. And I'm just wondering if you have an opinion on that.
If you're talking about, say, for example, the younger generation, well, I am in my 50s. I noticed that, you know, the people, the 40s and 50s and 60s right now are actually more in tune with the need for personal development. They realize that, and they're actually very eager to share it with others. Because the younger generation, because of technology, has lost human connection. And so when things, and a lot of them are also have become very entitled and narcissistic, so that they feel that everything needs to be handed to them. Thus, what you were saying, feeling like the victim mode, that if anything did not just fall very effortlessly on their lap, they have to find somewhere else to blame, other than taking full responsibility for something that they have created, you know, whether it be career or a relationship. Am I on the same thread?
Yeah. That was kind of my thing. I see a lot of people, and it's exactly what you just said. You have to understand that whatever's going wrong in your life, you have some blame in there. Now there are times where people are completely victimized, but then it's how did you react to that is what really matters. Did you allow it to destroy your life, or did you seek other people who can help you get through that and say that, no, this isn't going to destroy my life?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, like one of the things that I always say is life is all about choices. Sometimes we will make good ones. Sometimes we will make bad ones. Regardless, own it. And if you made mistakes, learn from it. Be resilient. And then learn from that mistake and start over. The whole point is that there's no one else to blame. And learn to forgive yourself for allowing certain things like that, you know, to happen that has caused disasters in our lives. And it's okay. But if you rise above it, that's why I'm all about being resilient, because your resilience, your ability to adapt to changes, to adapt to the, you know, like, you know, mostly resilience is all about being able to bounce back, about being able to find a new beginning despite failure. It's how your ability to redirect your choices when others, you know, when your other choices don't do well. Either way, just take full accountability of your life, because you would find that all of those that happen in our lives are actually lessons that make us stronger and wiser.
So one last thing, because we're running short on time here. And I like where we've gone with this, because somebody asked me a question when I was doing another host podcast a couple weeks ago. And they said, if you went back to the 15-year-old Todd, what would you change? And in about half a second, I went, nothing. Because I wouldn't be who I am today or where I am today without all the adversity and all the mistakes I made and everything. And I'm just wondering if you concur with that feeling.
Yes, and I said like yes and no, because a lot of the things that I think of right now, the one thing that I would tell myself is follow your gut instinct, because I was very clear of what my gut instinct was saying to me at that exact age, 15, 16, but I did not follow it because, you know, I felt like I wish actually that there were coaches at that time. I wish there was somebody like me who could have guided me so I did not have to take 35 freaking years to figure out what I really want. Because I am actually doing what I wanted to do at 15, 16 years old. And I'm, you know, I'm doing it now just in a different dimension, but in almost the same arena, speaking on stage, broadcasting. I wanted to do that. But you know what? I was thinking like, oh, what if you get old? I thought all the while that media is all about being a newscaster. And I said, like, what if I'm old and wrinkly? Nobody will hire me. But I didn't realize you could be a journalist. You could be you could do production. I didn't think about that. I wish that there was somebody who could have guided me. That's why I always tell people, you know, find a mentor, find a role model, hire a coach, because you sometimes could not figure it out yourself. Sometimes you're too close to a situation, or more often than not, we are not experts enough in what we want to become. And so it's very important to invest on yourself and invest on your success. If I had somebody like me or somebody like you, or there's a lot of amazing, brilliant coaches and mentors out there. If this whole coaching industry was available during the time that I was in my teens, I said, maybe the learning curve and the success curve would have been shorter. maybe my overnight success would have been sooner.
Yeah, it wouldn't have taken 20 years. Well, on that note, and I couldn't agree with you more, I'm a coach myself and I have a coach, and that whole process is a wonderful place to be. But speaking of that, how do the listeners get a hold of Furley if they want to hire her or go see her speak, or where do they find you?
Well, I make it very easy for you to find me just whether on Facebook or on my website. It's FurleyAlmonte.com. It's F-E-R-L-I-E. Almonte is A-L-M-O-N-T-E. Now you can send me a private message. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. I'm mostly a lot on Facebook, and you can just private message me. And I'd love to, for your listeners, I'm offering you 15, 20 minute, discovery session. No obligation. I'd love to know if I'm the right fit to help bring out your bling. Okay, Todd, what's bling?
Oh, I don't have it memorized. I have I have my shorthand here, and I have to decipher this.
Okay, bling, boldly living in natural greatness. What are you incredible at? And what's the light that you're here to show with the world? How can you shine? If I could help you find it, if I could help you find how it is to be resilient and confident in your life so you can attract the success and happiness that you are worthy of and you deserve, please reach out to me. I'd love to be able to help you.
Well, Furley, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's always fun to be around you. We usually have great conversations in person. I'm looking forward to the next time I see you. And so let's say thank you to the listeners, and we're going to head out.
Take care.
Thank you. And you guys have a good night, and we'll see you on the next show. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast of The Mindset Man. We greatly appreciate you have taken the time to be with us today. You will be where you believe you will be. You will find the show at toddradis.com or inspirednewsradio.com. Have a great day, and we will see you soon.